All right, so this story I saw, and I wasn't going to really pay attention to it until I saw a reference to Michigan State University. That's how, well, if MSU's referenced, there's got to be some credence to this story. Because I thought it was just one of those fluff stories, or maybe those, like, yeah, right. It has to do with a story talking about how future, this is in the future, the studies are going on now. In fact, it says here, the next generation of wind turbine blades could be made with substances that could be recycled, among other things, into countertops, car taillights, diapers, or even gummy bears.
You're kidding.
Would you eat a wind turbine blade? I asked you again. I kid you not.
If it showed up in the radio station kitchen, probably yeah. Somebody would.
Probably, yeah, disappear.
The American Chemical Society, the ACS, right now is having meetings all this week, virtual and in-person meetings. Next week, they're going to start doing on-demand access meetings, and it features nearly 11,000 presentations on a wide range of science topics. Yesterday, John Dorgan, from Michigan State University, presented a work, and it had to do with a new form of resin that is going to be a composite that could be used to design wind turbine blades. Once the blades, he says, reaches the end of their lifespan, the problem we have right now with current blades is you can't recycle them.
What do you do with them?
Right.
Yeah.
This new material is a new form of resin. And the resin, if it's digested in an alkaline solution, produces potassium lactate, which can be purified and used into things such as gummy bears. John Dorgan, again, this guy from MSU, says, we recovered food-grade potassium lactate and used it to make gummy bears, which I ate. Gummy bears from the material that could be used to make wind turbine blades.
Wow. That's cool. That is pretty cool.
That's Star Trek, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's future.
It really is.
Well, that would beat the B&B landfill, the blades and batteries.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. He says the beauty of our resin system is that at the end of its use cycle, we can dissolve it. And that releases from whatever its matrix it's in, it can be used over and over again in an infinite loop.
Well, that must be used to hold the sides of the blades together or something. The resin is kind of like
resin
glue.
Probably forms the blades.
Yeah, I don't know.
He says it's all part of the globin carbon cycle. A carbon atom derived from a plant like a corner of grass is no different from a carbon atom that came from a fossil fuel. We've shown that we can go from biomass in the field to durable plastic materials and back to food.
It's true. Yeah. Wow. I love it.
Isn't that crazy?
You're right,
yes,
though.
It is.
That's what I was thinking, though. It's very Star Trek-ish. I mean,
it is. And you two are crazy. And that's what I thought when I first saw them. Like, right, but like I said, when I saw the reference to Michigan State, I'm like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
If Michigan State's involved, then there has to be.
Yeah.
I put a link up on our Morning Team Show page to the story from the American Chemical Society, the ACS.
All right.
So it's and there. Want to see the official word?
There's somebody Art could talk to. Right, there you go, Art.
Thanksgiving dinner candy corns, so now you got gummy bears.
Well, I'll try it.
This sounds like
I think it'd be better than the Brock Thanksgiving.
Now, it does say the next generation. I don't see any time frame in here for mass production of this type of material. Again, this is just being presented as a new science project. So.
Long way to go.
How close they are, I don't know.
So if you like processed food, there you go.
Fair warning on your next bag of gummy bears, read the label.
Yeah, right.
Well, you think of it now, though. I mean, a lot of people like drinking Coca-Cola. We hear, you can use this to clean your toilet.
Yeah,
or
say,
rust
really?
Off your bumpers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If it can do that, am I ingesting it? What's going on when I digest it?
Yeah, well,
cleaning my toilet is cleaning me out.
I drank it for 20 years. It eroded my stomach lining. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Pour it on a pot roast and watch it for a while.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things like that we can talk about.
Oh, a lot of chefs use Coke as a flavor. That's common.
Yeah. But again, the other uses of it, you wouldn't. Well, look what you can do with probably like, am I thinking baking soda?
Yeah.
You're like trying to clean like the battery acid off?
Yeah.
You can use that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
You can sit a Twinkie out for 20 years and still eat it.
Yeah. Yes, as long as there's Twinkies, we'll all survive. You don't need any of the products sold on some shows, you know, like, what's this stuff called?
No, Survivor shows.
Survivor shows, yeah.
Just don't try and read the ingredients on that Twinkie.
Same thing.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, hey.
Maybe a wind turbine blade isn't so far-fetched after all.
No.
At some point in the future.
Please don't try this at home.
That was Willy Wonka, too. He had edible... Didn't he have, like edible houses and edible flowers and edible everything at his chocolate factory?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So.
But not necessarily from windmill blades.
Well, I don't think they were around when Willy was inventing his stuff. Well, look,
please don't try and chew on one while it's rotating.
But hey, yeah, he was doing Star Trek stuff. You know, remember what the thing was? Remember he put the candy there on the TV and it appeared elsewhere.
Right. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, he created the everlasting gobstopper. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Get him in touch with Michigan State, Professor Willy Wonka.